Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
An Erio's original.
Playcation!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to
Playcation.
I'm in the unpacking.
The unpacking episode.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda.
Well, you guys, Amanda's back from her actual vacation.
Yes, I am. It's good to be home.
What was it like, actually? I mean, well, is the verdict in? Would you go on another vacation, or do you want to keep planning them in your mind?
I think I'm ready to go.
Again, you're already ready
I'm ready to start taking some of these trips. I think it felt safe. It felt almost just, you know, left of normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, you know, it was cool to sort of mix it up and get out of town. You know, we've done over COVID a couple of weekend trips locally, went to a cabin once, went to Ojai for a weekend. We've probably done two or three in the last like year and a half. But this is the first like proper like 6-day vacation I've had in a really long time. And it was just weird being like away from my house for that long.
Yeah. Yeah, especially I bet your cat didn't know what to do 6 days after, you know, you guys not, you know, being with your cat for so long. The cat was probably going, well, where are they?
Well, she was with Auntie Sarah. So Auntie Sarah gives Margo lots of treats.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we come home and there's always like the cat is always sort of just like laying there. Like right. She's been stuffed like a turkey.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you had a real vacation and I had a playcation.
So tell me all about the playcation. How did it go?
Well, it was wonderful. Allie Siegel and Melissa Stetton from the Erio's podcast Web Crawlers came on and co-hosted with me and we went to Namibia, Africa.
And what's the verdict on Namibia?
Well, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's steeped in history. It's desert gorgeous. It's desert gorgeous. If I may, I'm going to just tell you the results of the poll are in.
I'm dying to know.
And I will have you know that the winner of which placation our listeners would rather take is dun 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 Maria Blasucci.
Wow.
With 58.3% of the vote.
Okay.
And Allie and Melissa got 41.7%. So it was a very close race, I'll have you know.
That is close. And like good for Allie and Melissa for coming in, you know, fresh and giving you such a run for your money.
I know. They really did. And they picked a beautiful hotel. They picked some really cool adventures. And let's see what a couple people are saying here. Daniel Vasovic, my friend Daniel Vasovic, he wrote, Maria's faux show. Everyone knows you go to Namibia for the shipwrecks, duh. And he is talking about the Skeleton Coast, which is where, Amanda, you probably don't know this because you didn't listen to the episode yet. But all of these ships get shipwrecked off the Namibia coast that they call the Skeleton Coast because of the fog is so bad and they run into the rocks. And so basically you go along and there's like just these old ancient shipwrecks.
Wow.
Harry Albert at @placation_Stan. Oh, and by the way, Daniel Vasovic is @DanielVasovicNY. But at Placation_Stan says, I usually vote based on the most exciting trip activities like hot air balloon safaris, but honestly, I couldn't resist the thrills of Pennsylvania Jones and her apparently over $5,000 gift card hotel stay. Now, do you know who Pennsylvania Jones is, Amanda? Because she's a new character in the Placation canon.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is your character.
Pennsylvania Jones is a history professor at Princeton University who was doing a lecture at a college in Kenya. But before she got there, she decided to take a little stop over in Namibia, where she and her good friend and Namibian local, Jess, brought her on an expedition to find out the meaning of the White Lady hieroglyphics.
Wow. In Brandberg Mountain. Wow. Mm-hmm. This sounds like exciting.
Yep.
So with a name like that, how could you not win?
Exactly. At Capped Snake Arms, Eric Hawkins says, Pennsylvania Jones was every bit the character Maria promised, but I had to vote for Melissa and Allie because it felt like they got a more varied experience of the country. And it was heartwarming to see Melissa overcome her fear hatred of hot air balloon.
Wow. Okay, so we had another hot air balloon adventure. Now, yes, this has been on my mind lately, and I'm thinking, because I've been watching this show, Escape to the Chateau. It's on the on Peacock streaming, NBC streaming network, and it's about this French couple who buys this big, no, sorry, they're not French, they're English. They moved to France and buy this big chateau and are fixing it up, but they just did a private hot air balloon ride sort of overlooking all their land and their chateau, and it looked so amazing that I'm thinking, like, could I hire a hot air balloon to come to my house? And just, I want to just see Pasadena.
Sure, I'd say watch out for the electric wires.
Maybe I'll wait till after fire season to look into it.
Sure. That does sound nice. A little hot air balloon look at LA.
Yeah.
At Book Fever 11, Stephanie says, anyone else who always sings along with the intro song? and then at Tina Sesselman says, it's such a good song, I can't help it.
It is such a good song.
I also want to give a shout out to Eric Hawkins, who did, I didn't in the last Placation, it was my mistake, say who had gotten the riddle right. And I believe it's 3-3 for Eric Hawkins.
Oh my God.
Hold on, let me look at who got this correct. Let's see. For the Namibia episode. Okay, so Eric said, gonna take a shot and say Namibia, and then at Magerdoodle said, that sounds like a solid guess. I'll second your guess. So those two got it.
That's really shocking that he's so good at riddles.
Now, for this riddle, for the one that we're doing on Tuesday, I'll tell you what, the answer is Las Vegas.
That's right. So did anyone get that correct?
Yes. I'm trying to find it. Hold on. This is a lot. It's a lot of information that's coming down the pike here.
I know. And like I've been checked out, so I'm just playing catch up.
No, I get it. So Harry Albert said Vegas, baby, or Dubai or Monaco. So but he did say Vegas. Let's see. Who else? Okay, Kyle Gratian said Las Vegas time. And then here we are. Eric Hawkins at Cap Snake Arm said first instinct was Monaco, but I'm going to go with old fashioned Las Vegas. That is 4-4 Eric Hawkins.
Incredible. And I have to say Monaco and Dubai would both be pretty fun.
Yeah, they would. Let's see if anyone else got it. No, a lot. There's a lot of Dubais, a lot of Monacos, but it is Las Vegas, Nevada that we are going to be venturing to next week. But we have, before we sign off today, we've got a couple emails. Hello, Placationettes. I really liked your recent trips to Namibia. If I were to add one thing, it would be to visit the weirdest plant in the world, Welwitschia mirabilis, which is endemic to Namibia. It is a gymnosperm producing seeds, but not flowers. Excuse me, and only produces 2 leaves during its long, long life. It looks like big heaps of green growing out of sand dunes. It's so famous, It is found on the Namibian coat of arms. Here's some info. Wow. So let me see if I can share. I'll share my screen with you.
Whoa. What was it called?
It's called the Wels, Welschia mirabilis.
Oh, yeah. I see this here. This is a crazy plant.
It looks just like a heap of leaves.
I mean, I will say, yeah, it's not the most impressive looking plant. It looks like a huge dead succulent.
That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like someone let their garden go and then, but how wild that this is such a interesting plant, yet one would just walk by it and go, yeah, that thing needs some water.
Oh, you know what it looks like is seaweed washed up on the beach, like a clump of seaweed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like big heaps of green growing out of sand dunes. Wow, that's really wild.
It
well,
is.
Thank you. That's really from Chris. Wild. Can't wait for your next trip. Thank you for sharing that. That's a very interesting.
Now I'm seeing some other pictures of it here where it looks a little bit more impressive because it's huge and it has these sort of strange blooms sometimes. And I'm seeing these pictures and it is. What is cool about it is a miracle plant because it's so drought resistant. Sure.
Yeah, it kind of seems it's maybe the one of the most interesting plants I've ever seen just because it just seems to be there. It looks just like a clump. Do you know what I mean? It just looks like a clump.
And it just emerges out of nowhere.
How odd. Yeah, it looks like it could take over if fed. You know, if someone fed it the right things, it could just kind of take over.
That's right. I'm sure there's a lot of interesting plants. That would be we should add plant lover to the travel personality wheel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right, this is from Scott. Hey, ladies, as always, I love the pod and everything you do is truly wonderful. I've been thoroughly enjoying the characters you've been creating for these placation stays and as of course, the improv sessions. I love that it's basically just turned into a front for what delicious food can we eat based on some Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's traveling.
Yeah, exactly. No shame at all. That's basically the only thing I do on vacation to cry laugh face. I know all these placation destinations are admirable and Instagram worthy, but I have an idea for an episode or two if you're interested. So, I live in Syracuse, New York, a B-level city with not much to do and not much to see. We have a really large mall called Destiny USA, a decent-sized farmer's market, some decent food and recreation spots downtown, but that's about it. My idea is choosing a boring city to placation to that maybe you're forced to go to because of a family event, funeral to attend, filming a movie there. They film several movies in Syracuse, or Maria's personal favorite, a business trip. Mm-hmm. When did I say I wanted a business trip? Maybe this is a terrible idea, but I'd really be interested to hear what things you find in such a mediocre city. P.S. As you may remember, I'm a graphic designer, since I've made a few random pieces of art for the big ones and web crawlers, but I'd love to help make some merch for the big ones placation or Erios. If you have ideas, I'd love to see what I can come up with based on them or a few random ideas I have based on some funny things in past episodes, especially the baseball episode. I believe it was with PFT where you discussed several ideas that I think are hilarious.
That was the White Sox scandal episode of the big ones.
That would be great to get some merch going.
Yeah,
I would love that, especially placation merch. I feel like that would be so fun. We were talking about it. We should follow up with that.
We should make suitcases.
Yeah.
Or fanny packs, like travel fanny packs.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
I wonder if Printful has a fanny pack option. I actually bet they do.
I bet they do. And they have bathing suit options. Can you imagine if people started wearing Playcation bathing suits out on their vacation?
Wow. And we could put pictures of that plant on it, the Namibian plant.
And then it just under it, it says impressed.
But I like the idea of going to just sort of a I won't say boring, but a less touristy area. And maybe people can write in with some suggestions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a fun idea. Okay, let's see here. Dear Marina Amanda, firstly, thank you so much for Playcation. I've been listening to it every week at my local leisure center and regularly get looks from the other swimmers as I sputter with laughter. However, I know Amanda loves a loophole. Uh-oh.
What's my loophole?
But I have to raise an objection. Uh-oh, Amanda, hold on. With her increasingly loose interpretation of the word vacation.
Excuse me?
During the Berlin trip, her character bought property. Then in Hokkaido, she decided to stay forever. And this week, it turns out she grew up on Prince Edward Island and is in romantic tragic exile. I'd argue that none of these trips would technically count as a vacation, automatically disqualifying Amanda and giving Maria an unprecedented winning streak. That surely isn't the spirit of the podcast, though. So I'll just say that it's truly been one of the highlights of my summer, and I'm looking forward to your next imaginary adventures. All the best. P.S. I'm biased because I live here, but as a possible future destination, I'd suggest Glasgow. We have incredible architecture, a theater of kinetic sculpture, a vibrant music scene that also randomly includes a country and western bar filled with impeccably dressed Scottish pensioners, and a necropolis. What's a pensioner?
I have no clue, but see, this would be a great episode, and then this, what's this listener's name?
Jason.
Then Jason could be our travel mentor.
Yeah. And then they have a necropolis where you could surely meet a ghostly pal. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I have to say that would be amazing. And now in defense of my trips, I have not, basically all of those times when I end up staying indefinitely or go back and visit as a local, a former local, which I would say is a vacation. So like, say if I'm living somewhere else permanently and I go back for a week to visit my family on Cape Cod, that's a vacation.
Yeah, I believe it is a vacation because you're also doing things you probably haven't done before.
Yeah. So because otherwise, when you took a week off of work to go visit your family for Christmas, you wouldn't have to use your vacation days.
You'd use your family day.
Yeah. Neither of us have ever had jobs, so we don't we don't know what that means. But and also, those have always just been story plot points. They haven't affected my actual placation choices. And I know, it does happen sometimes. Like, how often do you go on a vacation and you go, God, maybe I should just move here for good?
Right. Look, you don't have to defend it to me. I'm not Jason here. I'm just the messenger. But Jason, we appreciate you looking out for the
integrity of the game,
integrity of the podcast, because that is important. We got one other email here. Hi, Marina Amanda. I'm loving Playcation. I admit that I was skeptical about how the premise would translate to a podcast format, but I never should have doubted you. I am hooked.
I just love our listeners. It's like they heard the trailer and they went, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Good luck, girls. Good luck, girls. I was laughing so hard out loud in my car during this week's episode. The balloon caught in Penny's static cling. So she's talking about the Hokkaido. This might be a silly question, but do you sing the intro song? I've really been trying to figure it out. Love everything you do, Nora.
The intro song is sung by Shannon Locke, who has a podcast of her own all about K-pop. I'm not sure what it's called, but we should figure that out and give her a plug. But she is in my husband's band, Townland, and she's an amazing singer. You probably, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, have heard her. She also sings the With Gorley and Rust theme song.
Oh,
which is really amazing. But she has the most incredible voice, and the music is royalty free, and the lyrics are written by Maria Blasucci.
That's right. The lyrics, the lyrics and tune written by Maria, and Shannon lends her beautiful voice. And I will say that I was watching an Alison Roman cooking video a couple days ago, and lo and behold, what should I hear? But the Placation song, the Placation song, sans lyrics and vocals. So it looks like we have a little bit in common with celebrity chef Alison Roman, whose salmon recipe was out of this world. I'll have
yes,
you know.
And the slow roasted citrus salmon recipe, very good as well.
Well, guys, again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning into our Placation episode, The Unpacking. You can email us if you got a place you want us to travel to, if you've been to one of the places we've traveled to, if you just want to tell Amanda that she uses loopholes and that she doesn't do the podcast right, you can email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. You could tweet us at thebigonespod on Twitter. You can send us a voicemail at
626-604-6262.
And yeah, we'll see you on Tuesday when we go to Las Vegas, baby.
Woo!
All right. Thanks for listening to
Placation.
The Unpacking.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.